bubbled in the backfield, and the Rebels have picked it up and are returning it, and the Rebels have it at the 15, at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Rebels! Jaray Williams scooped up the fumble, and he went in for the score!
35-yard effort to try to win the game. 37-37 tie. The snap, the spot, the kick is on the way, and the kick is good! The Rebels, with 5 seconds left, have retaken the lead, 40-37 over Vanderbilt. Oh, baby!
Hand off Lester. Lester straight ahead to the 19-18, breaks two tackles. He's at the 10-5. Touchdown, Donovan Lester. Oh, my goodness. The Rebels have been breaking tackles all afternoon.
Vanderbilt lines up, seals the quarterback, takes the snap. Three-step drop, looking. He's going to get sacked. He's down, and the ball's loose on the field. The ball's loose. It looks like the Rebels have it.
Pisano looks up at the goalposts. Now looks down. There's the snap, the spot. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good. And the Rebels have won this game, and the Rebels are going bowling in 2023.
Jensen Jones, the quarterback, pitches to Eldridge. Eldridge trying the near side, but he's hit behind the line by four Rebels, and he is slammed down and pushed out of bounds. The Rebels come up big.
Two running backs in the backfield for the Rebels. Play action fake. And Maiava wants to throw a long pass toward the end zone. Caught by Ricky White. It's a touchdown for the Rebels. 37 yards. And the Rebels are within one score.
Zyle Griffin wide left. Another man wide right. Jet Thomas in the backfield. And a handoff on the left side is to Lester. He's at the 40, near side, out of bounds at the 45. That is a 20-yard run for Donovan Lester to make it 21, and it's first down. And for Hawaii, making the stop at the sideline right there was linebacker Jalen Smith.
Great job off that left side. Clean blocking this time. Zyle Griffin does a great job, too, getting an extra 10 yards with his block downfield. Good start to the drive.
First and 10. And off Jet Thomas. Thomas in heavy traffic, hit at the line, pushed back. He lost at least a yard. A couple of white shirts grabbed him. They're going to call it a 2-yard loss. And the first man that hit him and pushed him back was Anthony Choi.
They're going with kind of a power play there, almost a counter with the action in the backfield. Off that right side, good penetration by Hawaii. Stops it before it gets started. A negative play brings up second and 12.
Second and 12, Rebels from their own 44. Two men wide to the left, one man wide right. That's Griffin. Now DeJesus comes in motion. The handoff goes to Thomas, breaks through a hole, and gets inside the 45, and he's very close to a first down. He's got a first down to the 43-yard line. Great run by Thomas.
Great run for an EOS Fitness first down there by Thomas. Again, misdirection in the backfield. Jacob DeJesus goes around the top, gets the defense to flow to the opposite side. It's some great blocking again off that left side. Makes room for the Jet to take off for a first down.
Mekhi Piai with a stop. 10:15 to go third quarter. Rebels leading 20-10. Rebels second possession of the second half. Trips to the right. Zyle Griffin wide left. And the whistle blows as the ball is snapped.
They burned a timeout there. Looks like they didn't like the way things were lined up. I think a heads-up timeout there to get it right. You don't want to waste them, but that's what they're for.
10:04 to go third quarter. Rebels leading 20-10. Hawaii in a flea flicker. The only score so far early in the second half. Two men wide right. Zyle Griffin wide left. Jet Thomas is the running back. He takes the handoff up the middle. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. He might have gotten a yard. They're going to give him a yard to the 42. It's going to be second and 9. Kuau Paiopa made the stop at 2nd and 9. Clock rolling, 9:39 to go, third quarter, 20-10, Rebels. They have it at the Hawaii 42. Ricky White wide to the right. Seneca McKee slots inside of him. Maiava rolls to his right, looking, fires to the sideline, and the pass is not complete. Incomplete. He, on the sideline, he tried to hit Timothy Connerly, but it's out of bounds.
Just a slight bobble as he's going out of bounds. Dangerous throw again underneath coverage. Had a chance to get up and grab that. Connerly just bobbles it as he goes out of bounds. It was as close as it can be to keeping that foot in bounds as he got possession. Full possession was maintained, but not in time before he stepped out of bounds.
Big 3rd and 9, 4 wideouts of the Rebels. DeJesus goes in motion to the far side. Shotgun formation for Javon Maava. Big play. Handoff. It's Jet Thomas. He gets the ball down to the 34, but he's a yard short of a first, and we'll see what the Rebels want to do right now.
I'm pretty sure this is go-for-it territory here. Cross the 45-yard line, the 35-yard line going in. It'd be a long field goal if they attempted from here, but they are keeping the offense on the field, bringing in the heavy personnel, a couple of tight ends, as well as Donovan Lester in the backfield. He's the biggest of the running backs. Short yardage situation, a major fourth down here for the Rebels.
Courtney Reese in there also, fourth and one. Now rolling to his right, Maava. He hits Reese. He's at the 30, 35. Flag goes down as he goes down to the far sideline. He hit Courtney Reese out of the backfield, got the first down yardage, and we'll see about the flag.
We'll see what the call here. It is in the defensive secondary. Not sure. They're talking with the Rebels sideline.
Zero. Penalties declined. Result of the play. It was the first down.
Cam Stone, the offender.
That was the call there. Good call in the back end. I thought they might have tried to get the Rebels for a rub route there, but a well-designed play. Short yardage situation. Fake it to the big back, Donovan Lester. Courtney Reese, the scat back, finds the flat. This time, Jay Maava doesn't miss him. Nice completion for an EOS Fitness first down.
Rebels are at the Hawaii 21. Shotgun. Hand off Courtney Reese off left tackle. Breaks through a hole. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown, Rebels! Courtney Reese again!
Lightning in a bottle. Courtney Reese has been unleashed. A nice touchdown run, making a few Hawaii defenders look silly on his way to his second touchdown of the afternoon. Big-time response drive for the Rebel offense, finding the end zone, making it 26-10 with the extra point pending.
He beat Isaiah Tuafa, who looked like he was going to grab him, and Reese broke it in. And now Pisano for the extra point. Kick in the air, and the kick is good.